gas. No straight. All gas.
I will record.
All gas. All gas.
Five.
No straight.
Four.
What's happening? You know we back with it, all gas, no breaks. I am Fresh Briscoe, and you know I got the team with me. We gonna give you something crazy. You gonna remember. You gonna tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And I got the team with me once again. So we gonna pass it on. Who is you?
Super Saiyan Santi.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Super Saiyan Santi.
Hey, right here is JCA, man. J Cautious, man. At everything, man.
Hey, it's OG Frank. You can catch me at OG underscore Frank.
On where?
On Instagram.
Yeah. Hey, got it though, man. Hey, Frank just got his Instagram, man. He about to be litty. Yeah. He about to be litty.
Underscore.
He gonna be jumping in DMs. They gonna be jumping his DMs. Right. He gonna lose his mind.
He gotta add a photo.
You don't have a photo yet?
Oh, he got
a photo tonight.
Tonight.
Okay.
Frank's photo
goes on Instagram.
That's what this is.
Snapchat me something. Snapchat.
We got to get your Snapchat. DM me something.
DM?
Say DM me something.
Okay. DM me something on Snapchat.
Nah. Y'all gonna find out what that's
about. You
gonna
get it.
Look, we got, look, matter of fact, look, OG brung in a good treat for us. You know, he be chefing it up, baking it up, doing his thing. It's the all gas, no breaks cake. Mm-hmm. What kind of cake is that, OG?
It's a southern cake from Whitaker's, North Carolina. My grandmother's recipe, I stole it from her.
You stole it from your grandma?
Stole it from my granny. She wasn't looking. Sorry, granny.
So you do it.
Motherfucking thief.
She not going to miss it.
She put three eggs in that.
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
Pineapple coconut. Find out the recipe on the low.
Pineapple coconut with real butter. No MSG.
Real butter.
Yeah. I don't even know
what's real butter?
From the cow. I mean, it's like no... You
went to the cow and got the butter?
Yeah. My first wife was a cow, so I just... Like, yo, let me come over and get that butter.
He's like, all right, come on. You just liked it in the bucket? You just walked away with it? I'm going to charge these Negroes some butter.
Man, I'm telling you, man. You can save a fortune on them, you know.
All right. Look, we just going to jump straight into it.
Hey.
This nigga's crazy.
OG.
So, look. Man, it's a lot been trending in the news. Y'all know we talk about trending topics, man. This is what we do, man. We got to give our take on it.
Yeah.
And, you know... Things been kind of crazy in the world of having sex and having a partner and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, with this sex doll situation. Listen. You know, would you get a sex doll? Would any of y'all get a sex doll?
I'm gonna say, man, I like the flesh, man. I like the real deal.
So you tried the flesh? You tried the sex doll already? Then
no, I didn't.
So how you know you don't like it?
Sex doll feels like the real deal.
How you know? Look, OG,
it's gonna be looking at
real silicone. Feels like real breast, real flesh, meat.
Real breast.
I think the only
it's a little hard.
Bad. I mean, if it's like a robot that's walking and talking and like you know,
ain't nothing like moisture.
How they gonna get moist? Put a towel in the microwave and throw it up in there.
You don't know what shit is with the sex doll?
What?
Who's cleaning it up? After
okay,
you're
that's
done?
A good point, right?
Because you gotta take it in there and give it a bath?
No, we take a shower.
No.
Someone contract the herpes from their sex doll.
What? You definitely can.
Yeah.
You definitely can.
They did.
If you use somebody's sex doll. Somebody else's sex doll.
I'll beat the hell
out
of
that. Like, nigga, let me use your sex doll for an hour or something.
That would never be a topic with me. Yeah.
You got it?
Not me for
the sex doll.
All I know, anybody I know, y'all get that sex doll, man. I ain't fucking with you. You different.
I just told my boy that the other
day.
Yeah,
you different.
I see a leg hanging from under your bed, and we done.
And the friendship.
Yeah, we done.
It's too expensive.
They said it like 2,000.
No, that's for the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get the real ones. They're like 15,000.
Okay.
They got them in China, like real people, just walking up there. They got them in China.
Nah.
So you tell me I'm walking.
He said they got it. You believe me.
They don't have the real ones that they can't. The ones in China.
How are you?
They won't let come over. Y'all don't know about that?
I haven't.
I never looked into that.
No.
As far as my topic with the sex robot, Dre, I would just want to say you know.
But I was talking to somebody and they was like, well, you know, the females got the dildo. What's the difference between that and the dildo?
It's a whole gigantic body.
I mean,
have you ever tried a pocket pussy? You know, you ever tried a pocket pussy?
No.
You tried a pocket pussy?
I tried a pocket pussy. Yes, I did. It was awkward. Nigga, it was really awkward, nigga.
I mean, was it? It was awkward.
It was like
no pocket pussy. This is weird.
This is weird.
What was you doing? Like, who pussy is this? Who's
no.
Pussy?
No, it was just like
you were squirting that.
I couldn't.
I'm being honest. Y'all gotta kill me because I'm being honest.
You are brave.
That's real.
I wouldn't have tried the pocket pussy.
I like my right hand better than my left.
But I mean, like, with no pocket pussy.
Even if I would have tried the pocket pussy, I wouldn't have told
you. Somebody gave it to me as a gift, and I was like, fuck it, let me try this.
This is my pocket pussy right here. When I was 14, killing it with the
both hands.
I ain't with that, man.
No,
you gotta clean that joint when you're done.
I mean, when I get in trouble, if I beat my sex doll on camera, if she gave me herpes.
I'd be like, did she cheat on you? How'd your sex doll cheat on you?
Like, how she... Like, if somebody come over and have sex with your sex doll, when you ain't home, you gotta be clean. Wait, you come home and catch your boy fucking your sex doll.
Are y'all still friends after that? Yeah.
What are you doing? Your son. What you doing, dog?
Oh, no.
For real?
That's my girl.
Who would you be mad at? Would you be mad at
I'll be upset with my friend.
I think we gotta fight.
Man, that's crazy. You clean that up.
No, you buy me another one, man.
Completely buy me another
one. Yeah, this yours.
You can have that one.
I don't know.
You know, I don't think you'd be beating him up because he slept with the sex doll. I think you'd be beating him up because you fucked the sex doll probably before, and your man...
Neither one of y'all should have a sex doll first.
Yeah, but the whole topic went about this... I'm saying no to the whole joke, but he gave me a scenario, and it just... I got lost.
Man, don't say no.
You got to think, what if the sex doll is successful? What's next? It's just going to get crazy. They're going to start replacing us then.
We're going to have a family.
It's going to get crazy.
The sex doll kids?
Yeah, they be like,
I hear that they do. Pedophiles are making little sex
dolls. They're making little sex dolls. Yeah, they are.
That's nasty, bruh.
That's nasty. It's the Asian, well, not the Asian thing, but that's the Middle Eastern thing, too.
Wow, I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Middle Eastern, but they allow it. They're not against it.
Women, ladies, like we are morally
in this country.
And my wife, completely. No, that's crazy.
I like the real deal.
You guys, there's nothing will overtake the woman. No plastic thing.
None.
I value my wife.
I value women.
Completely.
So we're going to keep it motherfucking. We got our take on the motherfucking sex doll. Fuck a sex doll.
Fuck it.
Fuck a sex doll.
Not literally sex doll.
So let's talk about my man Kodak Black a little bit, man. If you ain't familiar with Kodak Black, he's a South Florida rapper. I think he's from somewhere in Florida, right? Somewhere around there. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Miami, I believe.
In and out of jail. And this last time he went to jail, he was actually live on Facebook when he went to jail.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yo, people, that's telling me that the police are watching your
life. Yes, they definitely watching. But don't be doing no stupid shit. Like, especially when you're, like, on probation and shit. That shit is just dumb. But they watch sorry for Kodak Black when he first went to jail because he went to jail for some bullshit. You know, well, I don't know if it was some bullshit. Might have went to jail. But
this feel bad for a young brother.
I mean, yeah, I do. Because it all comes from how they was raised. But I don't feel bad for them. Just, nigga, you can make it out. You're a millionaire now. Change who you're around. Change your mind state, man. Change your environment. Do different things. And definitely don't be on Facebook showing drugs, guns, none of that shit. But he wasn't. He was just on Facebook and they just came in his crib because they came when you're on probation. Mm. They can knock on your shit whenever, nigga. You got to let me in.
Damn.
You're on probation.
That sucks.
So it's like, man, you ain't above the law ever, especially when you're famous and rich.
But they said he had child endangerment.
Because he had his kid there.
Yeah, man. You know, they're going to hit you with
that. You know, that's some bullshit, too.
But then they found a gun. They found a gun in the safe.
And that's some bullshit. He is in the safe. At least he was in the safe.
I don't think.
That's some bullshit. They found a gun in the safe.
He could be on probation.
He can't have no guns.
Why do brothers not get guns registered.
Because you when you're a felon, you can't.
Oh, okay. Then he shouldn't have one.
Yeah, he shouldn't have
one. I mean, shit. I'd rather get caught without it, bro.
You know, this is like...
I'd rather get caught with it.
To me, it's like...
I ain't gonna lie.
You on probation. They can come in your house whenever they get ready.
They definitely can.
They search everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think they're not going to look in the safe?
That nigga should have had that shit locked. People that shit open. I don't know the code.
I don't know the code. I
don't
know the safe in the house.
Yeah, that ain't.
Well, I think that would fly.
Nah, I don't think it would fly. But he's just young and he's misguided. He don't know.
Making young mistakes.
He done been through so much shit. It's like, bruh. Just like Chris Brown with the monkey shit.
Oh, this son.
You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown with the monkey shit, man. Why they still fucking... Chris Brown had a monkey. They trying to lock Chris Brown up for having a monkey.
They ain't trying to lock
Michael Jackson up for having a monkey.
He definitely had one.
Because he had bubbles.
Michael Jackson was illegal.
They said it was illegal for him that he didn't have the papers on the monkey.
You gotta have papers on the monkey.
You just can't have a monkey.
Yeah, you just can't have a monkey.
You can't just like have a monkey and not tell them.
You gotta have papers on the monkey.
Hold on, son.
But
why are they on his ass?
Like,
monkey registered?
I feel like it's certain people that they go after. No matter what.
He's definitely
one of them. As soon as you try to...
He's in public enemy number one.
But if Chris Brown did get sick because of the monkey... We'll be like, damn, you should have registered that monkey.
I'll be mad as hell because Chris Brown is like modern day Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. He makes hits after hits. Come on, man. You can't say that shit.
He got some dope joints. Michael Jackson, that's the talk.
He's the modern day Michael Jackson. He's the closest thing to Michael Jackson.
That's true. You can say that.
Who's closer? I would say this.
It'll take 20 artists.
Dancing and singing?
To become
dancing and singing. Chris Brown.
Oh, no.
He got that,
No,
bro.
He was not singing.
Dancing and singing?
Bro, what?
No, not.
So who have you ever seen the Chris Brown performance?
Not singing.
Have you ever seen a Chris Brown performance?
Oh, yeah, he's nice.
He's very talented.
He Usher nice. I think Usher nice.
He didn't create any new style dancing, though. Usher killed with that.
Usher got a couple steps, couple good moves. This nigga can do everything.
Him and Usher kind of on the same level.
No, he surpassed Usher. Usher can't do a back. Flip and just come back and do another one.
Yeah, I can't even pretend to do that.
No, so Usher can't do that shit. He ain't never did that shit.
I say Usher and Chris Brown too.
I think they're on the same level, bro. Yeah, I think they're on the same level.
Hell no. DJ, you from the younger generation. Who niggas fucking with Usher or Chris Brown?
I mean, fame-wise,
Chris
Brown.
Yeah, I know, of course, because he's
dancing wise.
But you said young from a young. Usher old now. Usher like probably like 40. He got 20 that he was divorced, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. Of course he's going to say that. Usher.
Chris Brown.
I was expecting, I don't even know. That's how much Michael Jackson cannot be compared to.
It's like asking me who's better, Otis Redding or R. Kelly.
Y'all don't know who Otis Redding is. I don't want to disrespect nobody. I grew up in the age of R. Kelly. I grew up before the peeing on the girl. I got a lot of pussy off R. Kelly. I listened to Otis Redding too. That's why I'm here. Otis Redding, why y'all here? So I probably couldn't choose.
That was gonna be a tough one.
I got OG that stumped me, son. I didn't know what to say to that.
We're gonna keep it moving, man. You know, it's another trendy thing going on right now. Remember they had the bath salt shit? Niggas was fucking with the bath salt.
Niggas was doing fleshy.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
What type of kids? Like the 16-year-old is in the...
What race?
What ethnicity?
Let me say what it is first.
I mean,
look, he tries to...
I don't know what we're talking about.
The Tide Pods, man. They're eating Tide Pods. Like the joints you put in your clothes when you about to get your clothes washed. The little package.
Them joints really work? Anybody ever use them?
They do work.
They disperse the detergent evenly.
They bust open.
Because if you put too much, it doesn't
burst. It bursts evenly. That's true.
And your shit came out like, what? Extra clean?
Like you just did it.
Yeah, like powerful. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
So they eat it.
They eating the Tide Pods.
I think that's
where crazy. Is this? I wonder where this shit coming from.
I want to know.
I'm hungry. I want to be the first one to try it.
That's what I was going to say.
How did it go down?
I'm about to eat this and see what happened.
Like, fuck it, man. I'm going to eat it.
No, 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 no. we don't have any more
opioids. What type of kids are you talking about?
Yeah. You know where it fucking came from, man.
What type of kids?
You trying to give me some bullshit.
What?
I wonder what type of kids. He said he had a little type of crazy kids,
man. They're tired of weed. They couldn't get any more opioids. They're out of Percocet. Hey. What about these pops?
Oh, guys, no breaks.
We got 30 Tide Pods left. Let's eat one.
I'm high. I wonder what this would taste like.
I'm not eating a Tide Pod.
I'm talking about, I wouldn't do it.
They should eat a Tide Pod and go gangbang a fucking robot.
a sex robot?
Sex doll.
Somebody might be working on that video right now. They might be working on that video as we speak.
Oh my God, man. Another trend that's been going crazy. It's a couple of videos going around where, you know, the rapper Lil Pump.
No,
it's not Lil Pump. My bad. Tinashe 69.
Yeah, with the 6ix9ine.
Yeah, with the nigga doing. That's what it sounds like.
He's hilarious.
But he got caught having fake diamonds. They was doing a diamond testing thing. They was like, man, let's see what your diamond's hitting for. And if it beep, it's real. Beep beep, it's hitting for shit. Beep 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 beep. He's like, oh yeah, man, you good. This is Tinashe 69, nigga. He's like, man, do mine. I know my shit real. Nigga was like, all right, I know this shit good. Anyway, I'm going to do it anyway. Hit it. Silence. Hit another one. Silence. He's like, man, who the fuck your jeweler? Man, I'm glad this fucking epidemic is around, yo. Because it's going to...
He didn't know? He acting like he ain't know? Or did he know?
I don't know if he knew.
You know what?
Would you act like you knew if you got caught?
And let me tell you.
Nigga, I knew this shit.
I think if I knew mine weren't real, I wouldn't say, yeah, do try mine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said try mine.
So obviously he thought they were real.
But
if I knew mine weren't real, I'm like, man, I don't fuck around. My shit's good. You don't need to, you know, I'm good.
But, yo, I mean.
And Jacob the Jeweler's right there like, man, who made your shit?
Man, you know, that sucks, man. I don't blame them. They shouldn't buy that real shit in the first place, for real.
They shouldn't
buy it in the first place. Because the belief of just seeing them wear it, you assume that it's real.
Yeah.
They say, Puffy said, if I wear diamonds, looking like I'm wearing diamonds, y'all going to assume, and he said this in some kind of video I saw one day, that it's real diamonds. Because it's just who he is.
Yeah.
So, man, shit, you saving money and you still... You know, you resources, man. Hey, you know, do what you do, man. But I would be upset if somebody sold it to me and I'm drinking some fake. We going to have an issue.
Yeah. I think I'll be mad.
We're going to have a diamond issue, too.
I think I'll be mad.
So you going to have to be real good.
Yeah.
You probably won't be able to find it.
So you think a lot of people going to die behind
this shit? Oh, that was fine.
You think a lot of people going to die behind this shit?
Nah, these kids ain't doing all that.
Dude, shit, these motherfucking kids just as bad as they was when we was little. Fuck you mean? Shit ain't changed.
We got time to see, because I don't assume, you know, we're going to see what happened.
It's the same, if not worse now.
Nah, it's nice now. The 90s was crazy.
Those are
the years.
Yeah. This is
got your ass, nigga. Where's
GPS at? Ah, nigga, I know where you at, nigga. Say it on Instagram.
Cat, you will get... They'll beat the shit out of you, though.
What? You will get pulled up on.
Yeah, you will get beat up.
You pull up, you fuck with the wrong one, nigga, we'll pull up on your ass.
Don't start you
watch talking like that, man.
Don't count on 10-1 or something good to talk about, man. It's 10-1, man.
What was that?
Like, you somebody getting jumped or something?
A world star?
Yeah, man. Like,
you don't like them world stars?
Them should be hilarious.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm be the nigga. World star, nigga! Got his ass, God damn,
you know,
his ass.
Follow me at your ass.
I will break up a fight if I see two little black girls fighting. But if you two grown men fighting, or two grown women, y'all going at it, and I'm getting all the videotape. I don't give a fuck, I need that entertainment. I saw
two girls fighting on the corner.
Did you stop it?
At it for about 5 minutes.
Did you stop it?
The police drove by and kept going.
I don't feel like doing that paperwork.
I'm about to get off.
They about to beat the shit out of each other anyway.
You can't really break it up if you're a man.
Stop messing,
right?
So they gonna stop eventually. And that's how they be. And that's how they
be. I mean, yo, that's why I, DC cops, oh, I represent for you guys. Be calm, Maryland.
Straight
DC
up,
cops,
man.
Calm.
Yeah, they do.
I won't name the other states. Don't go there.
Let's talk about something else trending that's going on. So, y'all like comedy, right?
Of course.
I love comedy.
Love comedy, right?
I love comedy.
Who would y'all say the queen of comedy is?
The queen of comedy.
The queen of comedy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
If y'all can't answer, that's fine. We can keep it moving.
No. I'm going to have to find a queen of comedy.
I don't think there's a defined queen.
Well, who do you think is the best?
You know that lady that'd be like...
Yelling at me.
That lady that'd be like... She'd be like, I like some more. And I like... I'm such a fucking lady. The lady that said that shit. She's funny.
So, another comedian, you did not say female queen comedian. I call her a queen because she's the queen in the room, right? Monique went to Netflix. She went to Netflix... And tried to get a special.
Mm-hmm.
So in, when she tried to get a special, they only offered her $3 million. She turned the $3 million down and said, hold on, I need more. I got this, that, and that. And it was like, well, oh, yeah. Well, what now we'll give you $500,000.
For real?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you think she's in the wrong? Or you think they're in the wrong?
I think that's... Go ahead, what you saying?
Because, I'm going to hear y'all take, then I'm going to give mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frank, what you think?
She can only accept what she thinks she's worth.
Right.
You know? She should have just walked away from the whole deal. I wouldn't have tried to. I mean, look how they carried her. You know?
You think she should get, I mean...
She has an Oscar.
What? I mean, she does have an Oscar. I do believe she should have gotten in the millions.
She doesn't have an Oscar?
No.
But she had an Oscar? I thought she had something for that Plus Precious joint. Or Golden Globe.
What does that have to do with her doing stand-up comedy?
Well, when you... It's just like your college. You put your dues in. Once you on a certain level, you get a certain pay. When Will Smith started they getting these super movies, they $200 million a movie. Because that's how much his draw is.
But she was stating that she should be paid as much as Chappelle and Chris Rock.
And she's
got
15 million.
I feel like she's done a lot, dog.
She's done a lot, but she could have just took the $3 million and...
$500,000.
No, I'm saying the first $3 million that they offered.
$3 million is...
But offered $3 million at first?
At first, and then she ran out.
Oh, she said another $3 million?
That's what I'm saying. She ran out.
Hold on, this is the whole story.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why is she... And then she, then the fact that, did you see her interview? Let me ask that.
No.
Okay. So in an interview, I felt like she kind of threw some comedians under the bus.
I heard some of
that. And I felt like,
why not? What?
She was like, well, if I take this, what are they going to give Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah.
Which is a new up and coming comedian.
Yo,
she's hot.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish, good point.
It's $450 a ticket, yo.
She's hot right now.
Wow.
So now, by you throwing this lady's name in there, you kind of put her under the bus. You kind of like, well, I ain't going to give her more than $3 million or whatever you're offering.
She deserves more than that.
Exactly.
I think $3 million is
good.
Not on her level.
When the last time she has...
I think that's what people are thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
When was the last time you put something out?
This is stand-up comedy. She's not fat anymore. And her main joke used to be about skinny bitches. Am I lying? Her main joke is skinny bitches.
But she might have a new topic.
They were giving her an opportunity because she...
They did.
But I feel like because she hasn't been out in a while,
exactly.
Everyone was going to... They would have made money.
She should have five.
So she... I think at least 10.
But...
They should have offered
her more.
She's
pocket watching, bro. Like, why is she pocket watching?
It's 10. You got to go with the status of what people are getting paid on that level. I do think
she's not on that level. I don't think she's on the same level
as Ellen or Amy Schumer. I think she's at least.
You get Ellen money? Ellen is like, no, I would say Chappelle, Ellen.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You say
Ellen and Chappelle.
You say Ellen stand up before?
No.
I mean, I'm talking about
who's going to go. She's going to sell as many tickets as Chappelle.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer's sold last.
I'm just saying that's going to happen. I'm not going to watch Ellen.
They
kind
of lost money.
I'm not going to watch Amy Schumer.
I'm not watching it,
but I know.
When I watch her shows, that should be packed.
Yeah.
And she's not funny to me.
It's white people. We can't understand it. It's white people.
I don't get it. I mean, that's cool. All guys.
Jerry Seinfeld's funny.
Seinfeld is
yo, funny. Yeah, hey. Seinfeld is funny as hell, though.
Oh, yeah, so it brings me back. Hey, we just had some cake for mm-hmm. Frank, and that shit is, look, it's gone.
Yo.
It's gone.
This is gone. OG Frank.
Underscore. Hey.
At OG underscore Frank.
I thought it was a game.
Frank's cake.
Frank's cakes.
This cake, man, this cake tastes magnificent, man.
That's the best word I can say, man. I appreciate it.
So. Frank's cakes.
Something recipe. I got this from my grandma.
From his grandmama.
What type of cake is it?
It's a coconut pineapple cake.
Mm. Yeah, can I get another piece?
Yeah.
Mm. Brother, what's the cream joint? What is that?
He can't tell you anything.
Nah, he got.
Like you know that?
He snuck the grandma's joint. I can sneak a little bit of the recipe.
Yeah, man. Butter.
Mm, that's real butter?
I get butter from a goat.
Mm. Is it goat butter?
No, but it would be. The next cake I do, I'm going to get.
Man, I got a big piece.
Goat. Bro, knock yourself out, bro. That's what it's for, man.
Mm. Hey, man.
So,
how they get it?
They get in touch with me at
OG underscore Frank.
Just give me phone number.
On Instagram.
Mm-mm. Just give me phone number.
I don't have phone number, y'all.
Just give me phone number.
DM him. He has to learn to DM. And then he's going to be Snapchatable in a few minutes.
Yeah, you can Snapchat. Y'all can Snapchat me.
In a few minutes. Look, we're going to jump straight back into it. You know, the NBA All-Star Game is coming up. And they did the All-Star Game this year a little bit different than they usually do.
Switch it up.
They had the top two votes for All-Stars be the two team captains, basically the coaches in a draft.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole shit, they just picked their own players. So the top picks, of course, gets the first pick of all their players.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron was the person who was the top pick. And then it was Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron picks... First pick,
Kevin Durant.
You guessed.
See, I got the problem with that.
What's the problem?
Who he picked second?
I don't know. Kyrie Irving.
Oh yes.
Was it Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
It was second.
Yes.
Okay. So
what's the problem? What's the problem you have with that?
When you are a teammate, you're a brother. So the problem with it is he picked Kevin Durant first.
Kevin Durant, nice though.
And him and Kyrie ain't like that.
No, Kyrie Kevin Durant like that.
It's not a good relationship. But it's obvious it was LeBron and not Kyrie, or he would have picked Kyrie first.
Now I would pick Kevin Durant first either way.
I mean, LeBron. If you just want to win, do you want to win? You know, okay.
Mm, pretty much.
I have a problem with people who want to win and not a problem with people who want to compete. I'm not going to stack my team if I know we can beat the other team. I want to compete.
He definitely stacked the team. You see that team?
Yeah, but this is the new NBA. Everybody stacked.
I think that's true.
You have to stack.
LeBron's a stacked president. He started this shit.
But no.
Okay, who started it?
Who's Rockets.
Oh, it gets
in
deep.
The 90s.
Who?
Charles Barkley.
They got Charles Barkley.
They stacked it before they got Barkley.
But these guys were old.
Yeah, they were out of their prime. Out of their prime.
They're still trying to stack it.
Okay, that's not stacking. No, it's stacking old as hell.
LeBron stacked it in his prime.
So Golden State is a stacked team.
It is.
So that's what he's doing.
No, that came before LeBron.
LeBron started it when he went to Miami.
Kevin Garnett, what?
Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and you had Ray Allen.
They didn't include. But that wasn't all super fucking stars by the time they got there.
Did they get a championship ring?
They did because they were vets by the time fucking Kevin Garnett got there. They were all vets.
That's a stacked team, though.
It's still a stacked team.
I don't think it's stacked like that. I don't think it was a stacked team because they weren't like marquee play. Like,
Kevin Garnett
was a marquee player.
Okay, man from high school though.
He's a marquee player.
Built into a marquee player. I'm saying
Boston bought a ring too.
Boston, if he went to Boston, he would have never got a ring.
That's a fact.
Boston bought a ring too. And Rondo was whooping ass back then.
He's some ass right now.
Rajon
Rondo. So what y'all feel about
Rajon Rondo? I'm sorry.
What y'all feel about Paul George not making the All-Star team? Even though his numbers show that he should have.
I mean, coaches on a different level. I'm not a coach, but
isn't All-Star team all about people, the fans
voting?
It's
about popularity.
It's popularity. The first five, all the starters are popularity.
Okay.
After the starters, it's chosen by the NBA coaches.
So, okay. You know, he did just go to the wait,
so the Rockets? Coaches might have seen something, and everybody is good. Yeah. I know you may not know everybody, but Utah got some good ballers.
And he ain't in the West now. He ain't in the East no more. He in the West now.
He in the West now. And the West is nice.
It's different.
Utah is nice.
Yeah, it's different.
Utah got dudes on that team. I don't even know who they are. And they whooping ass. There's a little young dude with the, you know, everybody got a little spiky hair thing going on. Mm-hmm. I call it the Bart Simpson. They're killing it out there. So
you don't even know his name.
Who would you remove? I watch his videos.
Who would you remove to allow Paul George to make the scene?
Somebody.
You know, I used to like him. I would remove Klay.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah. The only choice I do like Clay. But Paul George had a better year.
Hmm? But I mean, you know, Paul George is a better all around player than him.
It definitely is.
Especially on defense.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, keep it moving. What's next? Who got it? Oh. What y'all feel about Future? And the fact that he gets to produce not just the soundtrack, the movie Superfly. You know, that's your era, OG. What was it like when Superfly came out? That's what I'm gonna ask you.
That's a good question.
How does Superfly affect?
That's a good question.
Our society.
You jive turkey. When Superfly came out, if you were black, this was like the beginning of your freedom of expression. You know, and there was a new, prior to that era, if you were black, you felt less than or ashamed. Right. There was a new I'm black and I'm proud era that was rising. So Superfly was all about sticking it to the man. You know, we were cool. It was like, that was really the beginning of the street vernacular. Not so much the beginning, but the dialogue that people recognized and wanted to imitate, you know.
And so, you know, Future is, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think he can pull off that feel that movie came out in, what, in the 70s? You think that he can pull off how it felt when you first seen that, everything about it? I love Superfly now. Have you ever seen Superfly?
Yeah.
You see Superfly? Yeah,
of course.
You know what?
Superfly, that was one of like the first movies that set the tone of fashion. Yeah. Fashion.
And who did the soundtrack of Superfly back then?
That's a good question.
Who did? Y'all don't know Isaac who it is?
Isaac Hayes? Yeah, he did.
Isaac Hayes.
I knew that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Superfly.
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes is, yo.
Genius.
Rest in peace.
Isaac Hayes
died?
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Yeah. Long time. Oh. It was a couple years
back. Killing it on South Park. Didn't he quit, right?
Yeah.
And I thought he passed away.
No.
Yeah, but he quit because he had a difference in opinion on one of the show. Yeah. Controversial shows.
Man, that show was great, though, but okay.
What's that? But do y'all think Future could pull it off a good show? I don't think Future has any directing or producing. Future got
that psychedelic vibe.
But does his videos, his direction of his videos give you that vibe that you could...
I've never seen his videos.
I've watched his videos.
You know, it's going to be really interesting, but...
I didn't know he was doing a video.
I'm not sure if he directed it. I know he was in it.
He got that psychedelic vibe. You know, that laid back, you know, type of vibe with him. I don't know. We got to see.
Did he grow up? Do you think he has impacted society like that movie can?
I think if he's on Molly Percocets, anything is possible. Repeat four times. I think it's going to be amazing.
You know what?
You're gonna be like, whoa, this movie.
You were stupid. Speaking of drugs, so my man Santi brought something to my attention.
Hold on. Before we go there, though, I gotta go there. That it might not be real stuff, but
I want to just talk about
this. We might have to watch out for this.
What we gotta watch out for, Santi?
They're stating that they're lacing marijuana with. What was it again?
Cyanide.
With cyanide and different types of poison.
Yes.
But it might be fake news.
Pesticides.
Exactly.
I'm going to say for myself, I hope it's fake news. You know, I don't want to get no stuff that's, you know, manipulated with, man. I just want the regular.
Man, this shit getting stronger and stronger.
Hey, man.
I seen some shit called chocolate pussy.
Yeah, I never tasted that one, man. Was not that strange.
It was weed, right?
It was weed.
Oh.
It's just, it's scary because it might be, bruh. You ain't never had nothing that just put you on your ass. You like, damn, I don't know.
No, I just don't. Oh, no. Bad. No, I'm lying.
I know you are.
Khalifa.
Khalifa Kush.
Wait. What was we talking about?
He said you
know, well, see, exactly. It's working. Hey, it's working.
His Alzheimer's kicking in.
Yeah, he's like, hold up.
It's all right.
Y'all was talking about that.
Yeah, we were talking about the treat.
He said the chocolate puss. And then he said, have you ever had something to just put you on your ass? And he was like, Khalifa Kush. I was like, who is that?
We weren't talking about that, right? No, he's talking about the strain.
Yeah,
boy. He started reminiscing. You see that glimmer?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
you got a little
something.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
he started
reminiscing. You back now?
Man, it was so good. I felt like crying. I was getting sensation. Like, damn, this shit is cushy. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta remember this so I can tell somebody. Shit. That's what I remember about it.
Well, they say that there's strands out there that make you feel like that.
But, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. But hey, it was all right. She was good. She was cool.
Niggas is stupid, man. Well, look, we gonna end the show on some peaceful stuff.
Yes.
You know, this it's a new mayor of Atlanta, a female mayor. She's doing a good job, and she believes, in my opinion, what I'm seeing, she believes the hip-hop world can help because she started a transition team with T.I. and Killer Mike to help, you know, help her be the liaison between, you know, I guess the hood and her. I guess that's how I see it, right? I don't know.
You know,
do you think it's a political move?
I think it's a smart move.
Mm. Yeah.
The blacks in America have the greatest influence of any group on the planet.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
And the hip-hop generation has the most influence with this group.
That's a fact.
Right? So why not merge these two and have people believe in something that they see every day?
I don't really understand what's all going on. I'm sorry, guys. What's going on with her and him, and what's going on? What is she doing?
Well, she's getting T.I.
And like, Killer Mike.
Killer Mike, rather to kind of unify the people and the
Atlanta and the hoods.
How?
And
the hood. Maybe by trying to have some sort of truce.
Yeah, gathering.
You know,
T.I. and Killer Mike are the edge of the problems?
No. I think she's just getting them to bring people together.
They're hood well-known figures.
People together.
Yeah.
She's like throwing a concert.
No, she's trying to get them to network with the community. And with the gangs and trying to stop the violence.
How would T.I. and Killer Mike do that?
I think T.I. is out there in the streets, man.
I think he'll be a positive influence to get a lot of people that wouldn't normally listen. Like,
so you don't think she got the right people, basically?
You mean that with her? No, I don't feel that way. T.I. and Killer Mike are sick. Killer Mike got some. He got some truth verses.
Like, yeah, that's beyond that. He's already he's done.
And T.I., trap, man, what? But anyway.
He gets some of that cake, G.
He's going to get that cake.
He got that pesticide
so,
in
so it. She's teaming up with them to get these people to come to more of her meetings and things of that nature.
Just to try to get them to help any way they can with their influence. Okay. I think it's good that somebody's trying something different.
I think it is too.
But I think we've tried this before. I think other artists.
You know, we need to keep trying.
Keep trying. The person she was going against
would have corrupted all of that, though. That's the point of it.
Well, what? Say that again.
The person that she was running against.
That she was or is.
She was running against. She won because of the hip hop community standing behind her.
That's beautiful. It's just the power of hip hop.
Right.
The power of music.
The power of
entertainment.
Right. Entertainment stood behind her. It was like, because if Atlanta gets in the wrong hands of the wrong person, bro, the entertainment world would be fucked up. Black entertainment anyway.
You think so? I mean, Atlanta kind of do that on their own anyway.
They do what?
like what Atlanta does, they work together. Like
those they definitely do.
Do very work.
They definitely
work
do well together. Yeah, I don't think it's nothing the mayor could do, but he could do something. Mm-hmm. Fuck some shit up if he wanted to. He or she wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they got faith in her. You don't see the vision. That's your problem.
No, I do see the vision. I just want to understand.
Why did she get T.I.?
No, I'm not trying to understand.
Why did she get Killer Mike?
What are they doing? Like, what are they doing to make this happen?
They're trying to do something.
They do something, man. They just said they were on the transition.
But they weren't even doing nothing before.
Probably not.
Well, Killer Mike has always done stuff.
Yeah, Killer Mike always been there.
I mean, T.I., he throws barbecues and fundraisers.
Yeah, I saw him.
Most Atlanta artists do that shit anyway. But look. Man, shout out to Keisha. What's her name? The mayor of Atlanta. Shout out to her.
Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Keisha Lance Bottoms, man.
I respect you, Keisha. You do your thing, Keisha.
Definitely do.
Hey, baby, maybe she's in her cake.
We should do that.
Hey, but we're going to do that. But look. We got to go ahead and get up out of here.
Cakes travel.
We can send her one.
We definitely can.
Keisha, shout out to us. We'll send you a cake.
Definitely will.
Yeah.
Man, we got to get up out of here, man. Go ahead and give y'all your IGs and Instagrams and
okay,
and
I'm OG Facebooks. Frank. You can find me at OG _ Frank Instagram.
Okay.
Hey, man, you can catch me on everything, Twitter, Instagram, everything at Jay Cautious, at Jay Cautious.
He's on everything.
On everything, man.
Well, I'm Super Saiyan Santi. I'm also on everything. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube.
All the above.
And all the above as well. Just put in Super Saiyan Santi. On Instagram, I'm at Super Saiyan Santi.
And you can find me on IG, Fresh, P-H-R-E-S-H, _the_ engineer. No, I do that too. You need a session, holler at me.
Tell me the. Yeah. T-H-A.
It's T-H-A, the engineer. You know, I'm fancy like that. But look, shout out to our sponsors, Block Party Entertainment, Carrasco, Rum Runner, and of course, Fresh Out Entertainment. Y'all gonna shout anybody out?
I wanna shout out this OG Frank Cakes.
Definitely.
Frank's Cakes.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely. Go to your Instagram, we'll let you know. As I just learned, we can ship you a cake.
Definitely will.
Yeah, we can ship you a cake.
And if you need them Rum Runners, we got that too. Shout out the engineer. My man Rex on the motherfucking boards.
That's right.
My little bro DJ on the motherfucking boards, man.
Right. King Griffey.
Make sure y'all go like the IG. It's All Gas, No Breaks Podcast IG and YouTube, by the way. And if y'all need any information or y'all need any advertising, make sure y'all go email us at agnbpodcast@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
agnbpodcast@gmail.com. You see
that?
Right.
One more time, man. Just AGNB. One more time, man.
AGNB.
AGNB.
All Gas, No Breaks Podcast.
Oh, there we go. Oh, say it again. One more time.
AGNB, All Breaks, No Podcast.
Hey, we out of here, man. Peace and blessings. Till next time.
Like the cake, huh?